proclaim the gospel to the Jew first and also to the Greek. Shalom and welcome to the Everlasting Nation, a radio ministry of International Board of Jewish Missions.
This is Mark Oshman with the International Board of Jewish Missions, presenting another radio Bible program. We continued looking at the story of biblical Israel, turning our attention to God's covenants with the patriarchs, Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob. The author of Psalm 105 praised God for his faithfulness to his promises. Quote, "He hath remembered his covenant forever, the word which he commanded to 1,000 generations, which covenant he made with Abraham, and his oath unto Isaac, and confirmed the same unto Jacob for a law, and to Israel for an everlasting covenant, saying, Unto thee will I give the land of Canaan, the lot of your inheritance." Unquote. Some people argue against the very existence of Abraham, Isaac, or Jacob. They note that no other chronicles dating from ancient times allude to any of these men. However, why should that circumstance form a stumbling block? In an era where powerful kings and mighty warriors dominated the pages of history, what would be unusual about failing to mention the existence of three individuals who are little more than nomadic wanderers? Yet, from God's perspective, Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob played greater roles in the human drama than countless monarchs and generals would have. Of all of those people living on earth at that time, God chose to enter into covenant relationships with Abraham, Isaac, Jacob, and with Jacob's progeny. God's covenant with Abraham is mentioned in the 15th chapter of the book of Genesis. God expanded on his earlier declarations by directing Abraham to, quote, "Look now toward heaven and tell the stars, if thou be able to number them. And he said unto him, So shall thy seed be." Unquote. God gave that land to Abraham and his descendants to be an inheritance. Abraham did not receive the benefit of God's promises during the course of his lifetime. Nevertheless, as the writer of Hebrews chapter 11 observed, Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob, quote, "were persuaded of them and embraced them and confessed that they were strangers and pilgrims on the earth." Unquote. Abraham chose to walk with God as a stranger in a strange land, living by faith and believing in God's promises. God confirmed the Abrahamic covenant with Isaac, according to Genesis chapter 26. In that section, God commended Abraham for, quote, "having obeyed my voice and kept my charge, my commandments, my statutes, and my laws," unquote. Isaac's paternal blessing to his son Jacob, contained in Genesis 27, included the words, quote, "Cursed be everyone that curseth thee, and blessed be he that blesseth thee," unquote. The phraseology Isaac used evoked the promise God made to Abraham back in Genesis chapter 12, namely God telling him, quote, "I will bless them that bless thee, and curse him that curseth thee," unquote. Isaac thereby denoted Jacob, and not Esau, as the heir to that promise. According to the 28th chapter of Genesis, God likewise confirmed the Abrahamic covenant's provisions and related them to Jacob's descendants and to the land they would receive. Quote, "Thy seed shall be as the dust of the earth, and thou shalt spread abroad to the west and to the east and to the north and to the south," unquote. Jacob would have many descendants deriving from his 12 sons, and God would give them the land that he had promised through the Abrahamic covenant. This is Mark Oshman with the International Board of Jewish Missions, bringing you another radio Bible study.
You've been listening to The Everlasting Nation, a ministry of International Board of Jewish Missions. For more information, you can contact us at 423-876-8150 or go online to ibjm.org. Until next time, may God bless and shalom.